Hey, this is Lucky. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor and they're dead to us. So head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code professionalcasual at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like order for like paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks.
Hey, my electric casuals, and welcome to another episode of Beards, Ears, and Skulls. This is the best old world podcast on the internet. I don't know if you know that, Dan.
I did.
But it is. My name's Taylor. I don't know if you know that, Dan. And I'm also your personal grudge bearer, thanks to Nick Cannon, the real Nick Cannon. But anyways, with me is the Dan. You heard his voice before. You're going to hear it right now.
Man.
I knew you were going to do that. I thought you were just going to be silent. I was like, you jerk.
It's me. I'm here. We actually were able to sit down together and record a thing.
I know. Oh my God. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm still like clogged and my voice is still scratchy. But I got to go to Sweden out of it. So that was cool.
Worth it.
Yeah, worth. Absolutely worth.
Worth it for you, for them not to get a show for a little while.
Correct. Thanks, guys.
It's a risk they're willing to take.
I appreciate you. Legit, I'll only talk about this a little bit, the trip. But the first day that I'm in Sweden with Dan's brother, Timmy, actually, he's like, let's go down this alley. We turn a corner and there's a hobby store on the corner. And I was nice. Like, well, this is fate. So had to buy some packs. You know how it is. Anyways, before we get started, I just want to send a huge dowie thank you to our beautiful and wonderful patrons who support us over at patreon.com/professionalcasual. These folks help us do what we do every day. Keep the lights on and keep Tim from eating the new models that the real Nick Cannon sent me.
He's not allowed to eat them.
He's not allowed. Specifically on this paper, it says don't let him eat it. It says it, and it's not even like Nick Cannon being like, hey, like I sent these to you. Don't eat them. It's through love and genuine like appreciation that he doesn't want Tim to eat these minis because it says apparently resin's harder to digest than White Monster Zins. So he's looking out for his well being, you know.
Tim Anyways, read that part, or we read that part to Tim because Tim doesn't read, and he was all he heard was White Monster Zins, and he was like looking around like, where is this? I want it right now. And we're like, no, it was just on paper. And he's like, I get to eat the paper? No.
Don't get to eat anything from this box.
And then he was sad and left.
And then he was sad and left, yeah. But anyways, huge special shout-outy thank yous to X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, Dagna, Briar Mage. You guys change names in here. You try to throw me off. It never works.
Enmity is brand new. Thank you so much if you listen to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Enmity. Cider Drinker. I think I said Briar Mage. Kilted Sparky. Random Guy. Cliff Jumper. Velicenda. Pagan Prince. David. Handsome Andy. That's so handsome. Brooks. Chris Dillard. Cord. Bastion. Bangarang. And Dravix. Thank you to our huge big subbies. You help us so much. And we've got our newest members here is of Enmity, which is KDD, upgraded to AAA. Who's M? M did that.
It just says M on Patreon, yeah.
Well, thanks, M. But anyways, we've got our electric casuals tier over at patreon.com/professionalcasual. Excuse me. I'm only going to do that a lot this episode. Lou G, and I don't edit, so you're going to listen to me cough and hack the whole time. Enjoy. Lou G, Tony M, Meerkat, Stefan, Rev Right Mad, Cliff, Elite 8 Showdown was canceled, Anthony, Manuel, the Neil Harris, Lil Willie, Carlos, and Nick Barron. That guy.
Yeah.
Nick Barron. Speaking of Nick Barron, I want to read some of this. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you again. I haven't gone through the minis yet because I haven't had 5 seconds to myself because I've been at Magic the Gathering pre-releases all week.
Yeah,
because,
Avatar. You know,
yeah, I hate my wallet. I don't know if you know this, Dan.
Who doesn't?
Bought another commander bundle yesterday. Anyways, because I'm the worst. Anyways, so Nick Barron, the real Nick Barron, he says, hey there, fellow nerds. Can't read. Love what you guys do for the community. honestly, your fun focus and not being a competitive podcast for the old world is wonderfully refreshing. And your personalities are just dynamite. I do explode sometimes.
Stop it.
I explode.
Stop it. That's
Dan. Nice. Dan is the fire that gets my Jimmy's riled to explosion. Please enjoy the enclosed dwarves. Oh, hopefully thanks. This allows Taylor to feel the Slayer army and don't let him eat any of these. Apparently resin is harder to digest than White Monster Zins. I hope this makes up for me not sending you any of my tears. While I considered it, the old woman who lives under the bridge that feeds the animals to me, I would be worse than a fool to give you such power over my soul. No idea what she was talking about, but I'm going to keep my salty eye water for myself. She makes really good pot pies. Anyways, he sent some stuff. Great Killer of Flame, Dwarf Party, which is a chap with drunken shield bearers, which is awesome. Giant killers, dragon killers, etc. Another axe throwing machine, because why the hell not? Literally, that's what it says. Mother nice. Of the Dwarf Empire. Love that. And a dozen or so pirate dwarves and a full unit of dwarf pikemen. I think Dan and Taylor should engage in battle of the wits to determine where those end up. But that's between us. And then there's a beautiful message for Dan that I'm not going to read because it made me cry.
I didn't read the whole letter because, I did because it was addressed to both of us. I didn't realize about the pikemen, saying, I was like, what do I need pikemen for? I can use those.
Yeah.
In Empire or Renegade Crowns.
Yes. As
mercenaries.
There is you. So I have a one use case and you have a two use case. So I think that means I need them. So anyways, Nick.
You have enough words that you're not going to paint.
Yeah, I know. That's fair.
Got him.
The last thing here, folks, and really important, I really want to stress this, is Nick runs an Etsy shop for 3D printing fantasy, quote-unquote, proxies, and would be happy to share a code. He has shared a code for 15% off store-wide from now until the end of November. So you have from day of release, you have almost, 14 days or 13 days or something like that?
About 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
15. That's more than 10%
That's off. That's more than 10%. Cool. So the code for the listeners is NOV15BES.
Yeah, yes.
And I will put the link in the show notes. It's exilecreations.etsy.com. And actually, the link that I'll put in there has the coupon code built into it as well. But yeah, go help Nick Barron out, the real Nick Barron, who didn't send me his tears, but sent me close enough. Help him out and get some minis, 15% off.
Yo, these things are dope. Looking at them right now, they got a ton of stuff.
The cool thing about Exile Creations is Nick Barron runs it. That's all I need.
Oh, this orc shaman on a wyvern. Oh.
Ew, there's high elves here. You know what? Never mind. Don't buy it.
No, nah, the first thing is high elves. Get the first thing.
Oh, but yeah, these are incredible, Nick. Holy moly. Wow. Oh gosh, they have a sky cutter on there too.
I like their version of the merworm too. Sea dragon.
Absolutely. Oh, that high dragon is dope as well. Wow, folks. Go over to this. Use the link in the show notes. Exile Creations on Etsy. These are incredible. Yo, there's a Doom Bowl that's like all mechanicized.
What? I have one of those.
It looks like it's part of Chaos Dwarfs, Infernal Guard. That's super cool.
Oh, yeah. He said something about having a ton of different Chaos Dwarf stuff because I've expressed some interest in them.
Some interest.
Oh, I see him.
There's a bunch of Skaven, too.
Yes, Skaven are awesome.
Excuse me, Vermin. There's Vermin. Excuse
yeah, me. They can't use Skaven.
but these are incredible. Yeah, go check them out. Exile Creations.
I say another thing I want to talk about today.
There's a Zeppelin! Shut up, Dan!
What?
There's a Dwarf Zeppelin.
Too this bad is my favorite. No rules for it.
This is my. I don't need rules for it. There's a mini.
So wow. Zeppelin. Where's
this? Friggin' Zeppelin. Oh, man.
You sound like the kid from A Christmas Story.
Oh, wow. Zeppelin. Yay.
And there's bear warriors. Oh, my gosh. Bear cavalry and goat cavalry. This is the best day of my life.
I found more high elves.
Shut up. This is the best day of my life.
Oh, there's a Zeppelin. That is cool looking. You can have a literal tank. It's got treads and everything.
It's friggin' so cool.
What would you play the Zeppelin as?
I would make up rules for it, and it would be overpowered, and I wouldn't allow you to change any of them.
Oh, okay, fair. there's the mother of the Dwarf Empire. She looks awesome.
Oh, I missed her. Wow, these are really great. Holy moly. Yeah, she's dope as hell. Dang. People, go check this store out. This is so wonderful. Support a member of the community and get 15% off. Wow, she is dope as hell.
Right? She's got like a book and a big old hammer. You might have options too. Let me see. No, just showing different angles. She looks great.
Wow. Really
cool feathered helm.
I want her on a shield.
Helmet looks very high elfish.
Get the dwarf barrelman and put her on top of that. Heck yeah.
Dwarf barrelman?
Yeah. It's like a king on a shield, but it's just a bunch of barrels.
Oh, there he is.
That's super dope. Great. It's probably supposed to be Bugman, but you know.
Barrelman, I like that.
Barrelman. I muted for that cough. I did nice things. Anyways, let's move on. Nick, thank you. Nick.
Nick.
It's Nickelodeon. Nick. Exile Creations on Etsy, and we are at NOV15BES for the code. 15% off. Thank you so much, dude. This is incredible. Cool. But today we're talking about games played and hobbies hobbied. I've been playing a lot of Magic. I'm not going to lie. That's really
what I've got. Yeah, ever since the Final Fantasy set, we've all fallen into it pretty hard. And then this weekend was the pre-release for the Avatar The Last Airbender set, and it's been awesome.
Which Dan and I are obsessed with that world. So
that's it. Yeah, Taylor and I are big Avatar people. Last Airbender. Very excited for the new one coming out soon. The new show coming out soon. And this set has been awesome. It's been super fun. Tim's actually coming over later to look through the cards I got to trade for a Fire Lord Azula.
Nice.
I want to build an Azula deck as well as my Katara Commander deck. Super, super excited. But I know people aren't here to listen to us talk about Magic, so yeah. I want to talk about something else that's even more banned on this show. Age of Sigmar models.
Go on.
These new Christmas Battle Forces, there are four of them coming out for AOS, and they're all extremely useful for Old World.
Yeah, I don't know why they put the wrong bases in these Old World Christmas battalions.
Right?
But so,
looking at the left to right here, we've got Skaven is the first one, which this box looks awesome. You get 20, is it 20? Looks like 20.
Storm Vermin.
The new Storm Vermin, which look great. You get 3 Jezails, 3 of the weapon teams that you can build, like as Rattling Guns or Flamethrowers or the other ones.
The drills.
5 Poison Wind Globadiers, which
the new ones.
$50 on its own, and the models are fantastic. The new gun of theirs, but you can just easily use it as a Warp Lightning Cannon, and then the Warlock Engineer.
Who, again, new Warlock Engineer, and he's incredible as well. I love...
It's awesome.
I love the way they're going with Skaven, like the more grungy, dirty, like... who was that artist that was in Old World, or... the Warhammer magazine, that, and it was like, that's just that dirty, gross art. Hang on a second. You talk to the people.
Probably John Blanche.
Yes,
assuming you're thinking, he's got a real, like, dirty style, I guess you could say.
They're essentially taking Blanche's art and putting it on minis, and I'm so here for it.
Yeah, they look fantastic. That one's great. These are all $250 American, which is a lot, but, you know, it's something that, if you started collecting any of these armies, you're basically done after this box.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The next one is for Wood Elves. Unfortunately, it's a Sylvaneth box. So it's all forest spirits for Old World, which we know aren't the best, but you could still play them and like them, you know, like they're not seen as super competitive, but you get a Branch Wraith character. It's the new Dreitcha version in AOS, so I guess it's a tree lord, tree man of some kind.
Yeah, so essentially it comes with 2 tree men because it's got Dreitcha, like you said, and then I think that's Durthu is the other one, which I think is just a tree man kit.
Yeah.
And then it's got 20 dryads, take them or leave them. And then what are those blue spirit dudes called? I can't remember what they're called.
In AOS, they're called Spite Revenants, but they would just be more... Dryads
and
Wood Elves. So you get 25 Dryads and 2 Tree Men for $250. This one's probably the least worth it.
You get 35 Dryads.
I can't math. You're right. Yeah. I was like, what? 35. So I don't know how much of a deal that is. I think the Tree Man models are pretty expensive on their own.
Probably at least 60.
I'm going to guess 85. So getting two of those. And then what do you get in a box of dryads? Probably 40.
I'm looking it up right now. So a tree man, Dreitch is 65. Tree man is 82.
Okay, so let's call it two tree man, because in Old World there isn't an alternate for that Dreitch.
Yep.
So we're looking at 164.
Yep, 16 dryads in a box for 60.
16?
Yep, so it's more than double what you would get for two boxes of dryads.
So let's call it another
120.
40?
Sure, yeah.
So you're talking, it's about 300?
Yeah.
So it is a deal if you want 35 dryads.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never need dryads again, you know what I mean?
Very true.
Well, you buy two boxes of it, like the only thing you need a treekin at that point.
Yeah, so it's still better than buying all that stuff individually. And you get a variant of a tree man. You know, there's only so much you can do with that kit. Granted, I think it's a fair bit you can do with the tree man kit, but that Dreitch model is really cool.
It's really cool. But no, there is a lot you can do with the tree man kit because you can make three different variants of it. But then you also have another one that is just completely different. And I think Dreitch might be a little bit shorter than the tree man.
She looks a little shorter, yeah.
Yeah, and it might just be her stance. But essentially, you now have a tree man that's very much so, this is my general. You know what I mean?
Right. This one looks very different. Also, mm-hmm. If you really don't like yourself, you could use her as Orion.
Yeah, yeah. If you listen, the more handicaps for Forest Spirits, the better, because they're just overpowered. Right?
okay. The next one here is really cool, specifically for an army of infamy. Although you could use just about all of it in regular orcs and goblins, it's called the Gloomspite Gets Dankhold Rampage. But it's a bunch of trolls.
It's so dank.
You get the big troll, which would work just fine as a troll hag. This is Trug, the Trogoth King. Or you could just use it as a giant. And call it a giant, but it looks like a big troll. And then there's the other big troll, the Dankhold Trogoth.
Yep.
Which is just a big troll. And then nine trolls. Six of the newer plastic stone trolls and three river trolls.
Dan, do you want to know the prices of these things? Because holy moly.
So this is essentially three boxes of trolls, right?
Yep. $65 for three trolls.
Jeez. Okay, so we're already at 170 plus 65 is 235.
And then 82 for the Trogoth.
So we're already over 300.
And I can't find the big one anywhere. So I'm assuming that's over $100.
Yeah, the Trog, the Troll King.
Yeah, I mean, just add another. Oh, there he is, 106.
So this one's worth, you buy it all separate. It's over 400, and this is 250. So if you like trolls, this is the way to go. Unfortunately, it says temporarily out of stock. So,
because it's a great deal.
You probably have to get it LGS or whatever. But sure. I mean, yeah, if you want a troll horde, I mean, this is basically an army already. You got two troll hags, or a troll hag and a giant, and six or nine trolls. Like, you can fill out the rest of that with whatever orcs and goblins, really.
Absolutely.
So that one seems very worth it compared to buying it new. The last one also says temporarily out of stock. This one has the fewest models in it, I think, or maybe the troll one does, but the models it comes with are amazing. So this is Soulblade Gravelord's Lances of the Crimson Keep, but it's vampire counts.
Yeah. Yep.
What's in here?
So first of all, let's start off with the big guy, which is Prince Vordrai, Lord of the Crimson Keep, which is a vampire lord on a zombie dragon. That model is $195.
What?
Yeah. And then it also comes with 10 Blood Knights at $73 for five, and then three bats.
Which are probably like 60 bucks.
This is probably the best deal.
Yeah, we didn't break down the Skaven one because it was like, obviously this is worth it with all the stuff it comes with. But like this one, this is probably close to 500 bucks separate.
Yep.
And just, these models are so amazing.
They're so good, dude.
You can feel how you want about AOS. We probably agree. But everybody can also agree that the models they make for it are just astounding. And these are, all four of these boxes are 100% usable in Old World.
Dude, that zombie dragon lord is once again, it's just Blanche taken out of art, put into a model.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's fitting incredible. That on
the proper old world base might be a little difficult.
I don't care.
It's very wide.
So worth.
It'll be worth it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, this model is incredible.
It's so good.
I don't even want to play Vampire Counts, but I want to play Vampire Counts now.
Right? Everybody wants to play Vampire Counts.
Yeah, that's true.
I will say this is kind of going to be the theme of this episode is all the new stuff coming out that is for AOS. Let's just use it in Old World anyway, like the recently released Chaos Dwarves.
Sorry. If you heard me coughing, I'm so sorry.
Absolutely usable in Old World. The only thing that's a little weird is the bipedal monster thing.
Which shot on my list?
Like a bull.
In what? What are you talking
for
about?
For Chaos Dwarves.
Oh, yeah.
It's in their new army box. But like I feel like you can call that like the one machine that is also a chariot and crash into things.
Yeah, why not?
Iron Demon, I think it is. I feel like you could use it for that potentially. But everything else for Chaos Dwarves that's come out, 100% usable in Old World. And time of recording, we pretty recently had the big preview at the World Championships. And it all looks great.
Yep.
Obviously the Old World stuff, the Old World dedicated stuff we'll get to, but all of the AOS stuff also looks extremely usable for Old World.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really, actually really want this Warhammer Quest box. Darkwater. Not only did I love Pirates of Darkwater when I was a kid, but...
No, it's incredible. The minis are great. Edmark of Valoran, the Manticore Knight, looks so dope. Bren, the Renegade Saint, looks dope. The Cleansing Blade is a stupid awesome. Elf, but she looks dope. And then the Grizzled Explorer. Dan, come on. More Rangers? He looks so good. He looks
so good. He's the best looking dwarf model I've seen in a while.
In a very long time.
He looks fantastic. No, but this box comes with 49 models, and we are not, just to get this out of the way, this is not like a promotional episode. GW is not asking us to do this or anything like that. They won't answer my emails, but 49 models in here, and I think they are all usable in AOS. Granted, not all in one army, really. Yep. I think they'd fit best into like 3 or 4 different armies, but I think every single model could be used in AOS, starting with these character models. Obviously, the dwarf fits in dwarves, but I think you could also use him very well in Renegade Crowns or even Empire as like a character or even unit filler. Who knows?
Or a unit champion, right?
Yeah, he'd be a great looking unit champion.
Right.
He's got 2 axes and a cool cloak. He looks great.
So if I can just interject here for a second, I think the best value for this box is you and a bunch of friends that play a whole bunch of different armies splitting it. That's really the best value of this box because you've got a ton for your Beastman player, a ton for your Nurgle player, and then just a crap ton of champions and named characters, etc. for like Wood Elves and Beastmen and High Elves and
Empire
Dwarves,
and
Empire. Yeah.
Crowns.
Like, no,
this box is like perfect for me because every single model in this I could use in one of my armies.
Yes, legit. All I want is the dwarf, Dan.
Right? I'd give him to you. But yeah, because like the Edmark Valoran, the Manticore Knight, I think makes a perfect character for Renegade Crowns.
Yeah.
Or Empire, but I feel like he fits better in Renegade Crowns. Same with the Bren Tylus, the Renegade Saint. Again, perfect character model or like Great Swords champion. She looks fantastic. Obviously, the wizard, Inara Sion. I think she's supposed to be an elf, but GW still doesn't know how to sculpt woman faces. So,
dude, for real.
the two ladies in this look ugly as anything. Good Lord. I don't know why they still can't sculpt a lady's face, but whatever. A perfect wizard. I think she works in High Elves or Empire or Renegade Crowns.
Yeah.
Even Britonia. I think she could be a damsel easily. Great model. And then they have like secondary characters. I didn't read it into it too closely because I don't actually care about the Warhammer Quest game.
The first one's a friggin' centaur. So
the first one's, I think this is the least usable model.
I am going to interject and say no, because he could be, and I know this is blasphemous because he has a bow, but he could be a wild rider. Or you could construe him as maybe a sister, even though he's a dude.
My only issue with making him an elf character is that mm-hmm. he's not going to fit on a 25 by 25. There's no way.
No. I mean, a horse, a wild rider, or a sister of a thorn.
Oh, that kind of sister. Yeah. I thought you meant Sisters of Avalorn.
No.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, with the bow thing, I think he'd also work as an elf character on a, especially wood elf character on a horse.
Yep. Glade Rider champion.
Or you could be unit filler.
Yep.
I think would be fine for wood elves, even high elves potentially.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's going to have any options. I was going to say maybe like a Centaur character, a warhoop, if you could put the bow on, but he doesn't look bestial enough. So there's some uses for him. He looks dope. I love centaurs anyway, but he's like an elf centaur. He looks really cool. The next guy, Drasher Vorn.
I love this thing.
He's a man bear pig.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
He's so ugly. I love him so much.
I think he's perfect for Beastmen, even though he's got feet with boots. I think he's still great for Beastmen. Throw him in there as a unit champion or a Warrigor or even a Beast Lord. Who cares? Even a Bray Shaman, I think he could work as. I think he's got a ton of options.
He's got, so Beastmen, he could be a Marauder champion that's going through like changes. He could even be a Beast Wizard.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like he's got so many options, dude.
There's a ton of things you can use him for. The next one doesn't have as many. Jacobus Vine, the Jade Wizard. Obviously, Empire Jade Wizard, Renegade Crowns Jade Wizard, Bretonian Exiles Wizard. Ton of options there. He comes with a cool familiar that doesn't do anything in game, but his model's just classic wizard with his like vine staff that has leaves growing out of it. I love this model. And he's got a little sickle too. I just noticed that.
And he's got a little owl dude sitting on his shoulder.
I love his owl familiar on his shoulder with a big old horned owl.
A big old burb owl.
I love this model. And so like, this is where like, this is perfect for Renegade Crowns characters. Like, you got two wizards, you got two fighty characters, you got a dwarf.
It's so good. Getting this box and trying it out would be fun, but you would get so much use out of this. And I got to go over the Nurgle stuff, Dan, because they knocked it out of the park with these characters.
If people aren't aware, because you're not looking at AOS stuff, how this works is that you, as the board game, you play as the characters, you got some options, and then all the rest of the models are bad guys. And this one, it's Nurgle themed. So the rest of it's all chaos stuff, but
oh my gosh, there
are 49 models in here. Again, I think these are fantastic chaos characters.
They're, first of all, the main character is Gelgus Pust.
Great name.
Great name. It's a great name. He's obviously a demon prince.
Yeah.
Of Nurgle. His sword has like anguished faces on it.
He's got a dope morning star.
Huge morning star. His face is so creepy looking. I adore this model. And Nurgle's not even close to my favorite chaos god.
Yeah, I really want this model to. And I think looking at him on the board compared to the other models, I think he's easily big enough to be a demon prince just without wings.
Yep.
And then, you know, you throw him on a 50 by 50 base, and I think he's perfect for warriors or demons.
Agreed. Absolutely.
You can throw him in either army. I think he looks awesome.
He looks so good. I love
his big old antlers, and his weird smile would make his teeth, like his mouth looks tiny inside his big old grin. Oh, he's so good.
He's so good, dude. Little bells all over the place and little tchotchkes. He's incredible. And there's only like
so bad.
There's only like one or two skulls too. No, there's three. Never mind. No, we've hit too many skulls now.
One, two, three.
Too many skulls.
Four, five, six, seven, if you count the faces in his sword. But
those aren't skulls, they're faces.
There's three skulls in the front of the model. There might be more in the back. We don't know.
Let's quickly move on to the Belga, the Sist Witch. She's awesome.
She looks so good. I just noticed the giant slurm worm on the bottom of her base.
Yes.
She is a worm.
She is the worm, Dan.
I see the rest of the body coming down. She's got like two or three sets of arms. I think she has a third set of arms that are holding her cauldron that she's stirring with her second set of arms. And her first set of arms is holding a big old staff and pointing at you menacingly. I'll get you, pretty.
I don't know who did the art for these sculpts, but 10 out of 10. 100 out of 100.
insanely cool. This is the perfect Nurgle wizard.
Yes.
Or you could even use this as a herald of Nurgle with an icon in Demons. Like,
oh, absolutely.
That works, I think, as an icon. This model is so good.
She's probably, it's going to be pushing it, but she would probably fit on a 30. It looks like she might be on a 40, though.
I'm going to get, well, for Old World, you need to put her on a 30, but I don't think she'd overlap it too much. And if she's a wizard, you might have her by herself a lot anyway.
Sure.
It might not, and you could always like raise her up a little bit, put her on like a big rock or something, and then
I love big rocks.
She won't overlap with the other bases as much. Whatever you need to do, do it, because this model looks absolutely worth it. I want to see a 360 of this.
Oh my God, so bad.
It looks so good.
So the next one, Mulgoth the Cleaver, is probably the weakest and still incredible.
I love this big, giant arm. Yeah, compared to the other perfect one. Nurgle marked character of whatever. He could be
absolutely
a Marauder chieftain. He could be a Chaos Lord. He could be any type of, you know, aspiring or exalted champion. Like,
good, this could be your
Lord, this model's great.
This is a Forsaken easily. Like,
yes,
he's so good. He's got a giant fly on, like, in his chest plate, like molded onto the chest plate.
There's so many little details to this.
These models. So good.
And there's like this motif of this little swirly symbol.
Yeah, on his arm.
That look kind of, it's on the belt buckle of Gulgus Pust as well. I wonder if it's supposed to be like these people were like something to do. I think that it's very similar to the symbol for Gairan.
Oh, okay.
Magic. So I wonder if that has to do with it.
Yeah, because it's on her head as well. She has a symbol on her head.
Was that where it is? Oh, yeah.
On Belga, yep.
The last bad guy character I'm going to talk about, because it's a Shaman Foulhoof.
Yeah.
New Bray Shaman model. And this one, I feel like you don't even absolutely have to make it Nurgle if you didn't want to.
Correct.
He's not as Nurgly. He's Nurgly enough for the Nurgle Club, but he's not as Nurgly as the others. I guess he does have the three circles on his head that's quite Nurgly, but like, I like Nurgle a lot in Old World anyway, so sure, having a Nurgle themed Bray Shaman, or again, you could just make him a sorcerer in Warriors.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. For sure. This one, I would say this one's probably the weakest, but it's the first new Bray Shaman model we've had in like 10 years, so I'll take it.
Thing that I love about this model is the horns are on point.
Yeah.
Four to be specific. Absolutely on point. His staff is pretty cool. It's okay. I can't wait to see his gut plate, because it looks like it's got that swirly on it. It looks pretty nice. I don't know what's going on under his chin, if that's like his esophagus ripping out or if that's just a beard.
I think he's got like a big long goatee that's like a single big dread.
Get it? Goatee.
You know,
goatee.
Like a big dreadlock goatee. I don't know.
And he's holding a heart.
Yeah, he's got some organ in his hand. I love how he's got two fingers. They look really cool. He's got like Ninja Turtle hands.
I know. This guy is awesome. I love these Nurgle models. And then when you scroll down, it's like, oh, they got better.
But there's more. There's a ton more. The Cankerborn, these are like giant, like triple-headed, not even three-headed, because it's like one head with three faces, basically.
Yeah.
Like Ugly John, if anybody knows who that is from X-Men.
I see you, Nurgle.
Where I think these are real big boys. They look like giant plague bearers. I think they're perfect for Beasts of Nurgle and Demons.
Yes, absolutely. Either that or, and hear me out, Dan, Minotaurs.
Ooh, Nurgle Minotaurs? Like Nurgle Minotaur champions?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Right? Dude.
No, these are awesome. I love their huge weapons. These are just, it's nice to see something new for Demons.
Yes.
Something slightly different. Like, yes, something more than just plague bearers. Like, we haven't had something new in Demons in so long. Like the drone guy, the drone fly riders is the newest thing, and that was so long ago.
Absolutely incredible.
Anything new. This is great. And then back to what you were saying, the next one here, they have the Blight Templars, which are basically like super Nurgly Chaos Warriors with crazy weapons. Forsaken. Great.
Forsaken. Chosen. Absolutely.
There's only three, so like they're not going to be great to fill out other units.
No.
It
good champions.
Like three. I think Forsaken with that other dude that was like a character could work. I'm not sure. When you talk about the next thing, I'll bring up that book. I can't remember how many Forsaken you can have.
But yeah, these guys are awesome as well. Again, once again, all of them have the little swirly motif, and it's definitely a nod to Girin. I was just reading some of the lore Galgus Pust. You're so good at this. It's definitely a nod to Girin, because Galgus Pust was apparently a holy man, corrupted by insatiable lust of power, as it always happens. But yeah, these guys would be incredible for Sagan. Arcan? What?
So who does he think he is? Arcan?
Yeah, right?
Same story.
There's one of the Blight Templars has their guts spilling out all over the place, which just looks awesome. A whole bunch of different weapons, Morning Stars and flails, et cetera, et cetera. They just look so friggin' good. But then we get to Pox Wretches, which are, all right, hear me out, people. Hear me out. Ready?
Oh, I found it real quick.
Go
Forsaken
ahead.
Forsaken are 5+. So you got potentially 4 here. So
oh, nice.
They're not as good as the others, but again, unit champions or something, or even again, like character models, aspiring champions, Chaos Lord, whatever you want. There's some options here.
So Pox Wretches,
go for it.
They are fantastic marauders. They are also, if you wanted to go absolutely nuts, chaos themed empire flagellants.
Okay. I wasn't going that route at all. I like that.
Right? Either that or state troops or whatever, but they would be an absolutely fantastic frontline chaos theme empire army. Let's see. You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-ish by the looks of it, count.
Yeah, that's a 14. That's a weird number.
Odd, even number.
For the kind of game it is, I guess it makes sense.
And every single one of them has something over their face, over their eyes, which is cool. A lot of them have that little swirl on them. And they look so gross.
They'll play for your face.
They look perfectly disgusting. And Dan, you can go over the next ones too.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Pestigores.
Actual Pestigores.
Again, first time we've had new models for this. Ever. There were metal models for this back in the day for Nurgle aligned beastmen. You know, they're Bestigors that were Nurgly, so they were Pestigors. Again, unfortunately, there's only 8. There's 8, but you throw these in a unit, your front line and then some of your Bestigors, Nurgle themed Bestigors, or trying to think of what you could use these as the Warped Gores from their Arcane Journal. If you wanted to use those, again, great like War Gore Beast Lord character models. Lots of uses for these guys. They look great. Most of them have like Nurgly inspired gut plates. They got shields on their backs. They've got most of them look like they could be great weapons. So I feel like you could easily field these as Bestigors or just Gore if you want to get real cool looking Gore, or like a Gore champion with a great weapon. Any of these work so perfectly for that. I love these models. They look great.
For those of you who are old neckbeards, looking at the old Pestigore models, a lot of these sculpts look very old Pestigore-y, just in the way that they're standing, in the way that they're facing. So it looks like a really nice nod to the old Pestigore models. They knocked it out of the park with this, I got to be honest.
Even some of their weapons are very similar. Like in the promo picture here, the one on the bottom right, his axe looks just like an old Pestigore axe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like they clearly knew what they were like basing these off of, and like you said, nailed it.
Nailed it. I'm a little tiny bit upset because it looks like you get about three or four bodies, and then you can swap out weapons. Because if you look, the guy with the trident who's like poking the thing down is the same as the one that's like down one to the right one. It's the same body, just a different weapon and a different face. But it's fine. New Pestigores. I'll take it.
I don't mind because of the kind of box this is. Like, this isn't meant for rank and flank gaming, right? This is for a board game. And I'm pretty sure there's other ones later in the release as well.
Oh, sure.
Real quick, the last thing for this box are these, like, Kelpie spirits. They're called Meyer Kelpies. They look like little familiar things. I think they'd be fine as unit filler, or throw a couple on a bigger base and call them Nurglings.
Sure. Yeah. You could use them as base decoration.
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, at least nine in like the group picture. I think that's one in the back. So they're probably the least useful, but there's definitely uses for them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they could be base decoration, or they could be like a lore of death familiar, or, you know, there's a ton of use. They just don't go to
uses.
Yep. But yeah, that's the new Warhammer Quest Darkwater box that you could absolutely split with some friends.
But all that was just that one box.
That was one box.
I absolutely want to get that somehow. So useful. After that, they showed a bunch more dope Nurgle stuff.
Yeah, it's the season of Nurgle, people.
Oh my God. You want to talk about this new Festus, the Leech Lord?
First of all, he's on a giant slug, which I love. I love so much.
Such a good model.
He's so good. So the first sentence here, you didn't think that Gelkis Pust was the only one bringing Nurgle's Blessing to the world champions, did you? Oh my gosh. This new Festus, the Leech Lord, is perfect. You got your old classic fat boy Festus with his big old smile. It looks like he's got some sort of weird arm leech thing that's like bringing a corpse to his stomach.
It's like growing out of his stomach.
It's so weird, dude.
Or like, and then it's attached to him. It looks like it might be a mouth grabbed onto his giant gut that's like got its leech body wrapped around a corpse. I don't know. It's deranged in the best way.
In the best way. And he's used his learnings to grow the great beast, Gath the Blight, which carries around Festus
and his
fetid workshop. He just looks so dope. He's got like a cauldron on the back that's spilling gross stuff all over the place. He looks so good. There's a corpse like tied up in like a burlap sack on the back of his thing.
I hope it's a corpse.
It's so good, dude. This model is incredible. It would be an absolutely fantastic palanquin. Perfect. Yeah,
a couple of great uses. Herald Link Palanquin. It could be like a champ, a Warriors of Chaos character on a demonic mount. Or if you want to go real crazy, you could potentially like put it on a bigger base and say this is like a Chaos Lord on a dragon.
Yeah, that's pushing it, but yeah, you could.
That's a little bit of a stretch because there's no wings, but you could just say like, I don't know, it glides through the air.
I mean, yeah, the way it kind of like is grossed up like that, you could just put it in the air and it like
you might be gross. A little small for that, but I think it's doable.
Yeah, but no, he's awesome. He's essentially a Nurgle ogre.
Right.
Yo, Chaos ogre. This could be maybe like a Thunder Tusk or something, or a Stonehorn.
Ooh,
he wanted to go Chaos themed ogres. Anyways,
you want to talk about these next guys, the Slaven Knights?
So the Slaven Knights, these are just perfect Chaos Knights. Perfect Chaos Knights on steeds. The coolest thing about them are the disgusting horses.
Oh my God, they're so gross. They got like
so bad.
Goiters. Ugh.
They're so gross. Like this one's neck is all like inflamed. And so it looks like it's in pain. I feel so bad, but it looks so dope. The middle one actually has bows in its hair, which is really cute.
I love
it's
that.
Really cute.
You see the pictures below? You can build them without helmets, and they have these awesome faces. Like their noses have fallen off.
Dude, I totally missed that. I'm so glad you said to scroll down. This is so dope. And they all have dope.
One eye.
Yeah,
they're so good.
These are incredible. What a year for Nurgle.
Right?
Oh,
again,
my gosh.
The only downside here is it looks like it's three. I think it's a box of three.
Yeah, it looks like it's a box of three.
It's a preview. Oh, it does say that somewhere.
No, I'm assuming just because they're only showing them.
Yeah, they're showing three, and like the preview picture for this article shows the three of them. So again, you could, you know, they could be part of a Chaos Chosen Knight squad or something, or again, great mounted Nurgle characters. You could call these Chaos Steeds or demonic mounts, probably. You'll find a way to use these because they look so good.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. They are beautiful in the most disgusting way. Hey, did you want more Forsaken?
Right, more Putrid Blight Kings, which, again, perfect for Forsaken because they're nice big boys. Or chosen Chaos Warriors. I feel like these guys are probably going to be a bit pricey money-wise to be like rank and flank models, but they look awesome.
They look so good. Depending on how big they are, again, Chaos Ogres.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Chaos
themed Ogres. These guys are great.
They're beautiful. Big, chunky boys with looks like a ton of options. And I really am loving the antlers, the antler theme that's going on.
Nurgle antlers always look so good. And these have like these weird like wormy growths on the antlers. Sometimes like in place of like an actual antler piece, it's these growths that are like mimicking it.
Oh, it's gross. I love it.
Then we have Rot Swords, which are Chaos Warriors. Again, these could be Nurgle Chaos Warriors or Chosen.
Yep.
Super cool. I love the guy with all the like the scale plate
in front of his face
as a mask.
Yes.
Looks dope.
Looks so good.
These guys look so good. These are like less mutated and whatnot. They're not having like their guts spilling out, but
not yet.
Looks so good. I think these could also be Forsaken. Like, I think they'd be fine for that.
And the plate mail.
They got sweet plate. Yeah.
Is just on point, man. And then, hey, Dan, you want to go over the next one?
Oh, we got more Pestigores. I knew
they're so good.
These look better because they're not like push fit models. Holy crap, do they look scary. And like the dead eyes they painted them with are so good. And they keep up that two-fingered look from that shaman that just looks so unnatural and perfect. Oh, these guys are gorgeous in how gross they are.
They're so good, though.
And there's looks like quite a few here. I'm going to guess this probably box is going to be like 10. So if you combine that with the Darkwater box, you've got a sizable unit of these dudes that gives you at least, 18?
Absolutely.
Depending on how these are going to be packaged, these look awesome.
Just that first dude where it's like holding his, I'm assuming holding his guts in with the gut plate there. Like, oh, these guys are so gross.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
They also got a new spearhead of current models. This one's called Bubonic Cell that comes with a Beast of Nurgle, 6 Nurgling bases, which you can, the new plastic Nurglings, you can spread it out onto more bases if you want. Yep. And then I think it's one of the War Crow Warbands, which would work just fine as Marauders or Chaos Warriors with some characters thrown in. This one dude looks like he could be a sorcerer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cool. And then another one, they have, I don't know what these boxes are exactly for AOS, called Regiments of Renown.
Yep.
This is the Pustules, but this one's just it's a box of Plague Bearers with the Spoiled Pox Scrivener.
Yep. And then the big weird tree
thing. The big weird tree terrain thing, which is just super cool terrain. I don't know what the price point of this box would be worth it or not, but like it's a nice little reinforcement box if you don't already have a Spoiled Pox Scrivener.
So,
all the new Nurgle stuff.
Incredible Nurgle display here at in the Old World podcast talking about AOS. But yeah, all of those models, use them all for AOS. Absolutely. The whole Warhammer Quest box, all of the new Nurgle models, use them for Old World. Did I say AOS?
You did, but I knew what you meant.
use them for Old World. Incredible boxes and incredible models. Let's talk about something that I'm kind of upset about at this point.
What are you upset about?
One of my biggest issues with AOS when every time that I look at it is I need to bring 700 books to the table for all of my rules. And Cathay just got another book. Another Arcane Journal. And it's needed. There's a lot of stuff in here that was like, why was this just not in the original Cathay book? And it's just to grab money. In my humble opinion, it's just to grab money.
Yeah, I understand why they didn't release all these models at once. That's a huge release for the company. That's so much to produce. But why weren't the rules for this in the first Arcane Journal?
Or
that's what's frustrating.
Why is it not a free downloadable PDF? Come on, guys.
To expand your army, yeah. So
I need to buy an entire another 48-page supplement. Come on.
And like, so realistically, if you're using the books like as intended to look up your rules and whatnot, to play a full Cathay, you need all three Arcane Journals because you're probably going to use magic items out of all three.
Correct. Yep.
So that's frustrating. This one, is called The Breaching of the Great Bastion, mm-hmm. which sounds cool. I'm hoping that we get something to go along with that besides Cathay as like a little more like how we got the new Tomb King character models with that book. Like, yeah. I want something more than just Cathay because I don't play Cathay currently. Right. Probably will eventually. But the new models we're getting for Cathay look awesome and exactly what people wanted yeah. added to this army to flesh it out some more. There's one thing that's missing I'll talk about at the end. Personally, I think is missing. But you want to talk about the new models Cathay's getting?
Yeah, so we've got the Astromancers of the Celestial Court. And these are... The Celestial Court is where the study of magic is conducted in Grand Cathay. It's a place to go for those who want to learn the mystic ways of the dragons, containing countless texts written by their immortal lords over many centuries. This is the library of Alexander, or library of what's her name? You know what I'm talking about. That was burned down.
It was burned down.
Yeah. Astromancers are the primary wizards of Grand Cathay. Able to perform powerful incantations, rituals, thanks to the slowing of the winds of magic by the machinations of the celestial dragon. So you thought Cathay had wizards? Well, guess what? Now they have more wizards.
You can have wizards that aren't on a monster now. You can have a dude on foot or on horse. Like, this adds so many options were like, I like the Shugengen Lord on the thing, but like, I just want to do it on foot that doesn't cost as much. Now we can have that.
They are also joined by a Crowman.
I love him.
He's a small familiar whose provenance is a mystery. He's so cool. He's just a little crow dude.
He's just a little guy and he's got a little ball. I don't know. He looks cool. I want a unit of that. Where's our not just mans in this army?
I would buy that Arcane Journal where it's just like, hey, not mans. all the weird little things that have no allegiance in the old world.
Arcane Journal, Crowmans of Grand Cathay.
Crowmans of unknown origin.
But these look great. I love them a lot. You can see some head options right out of the gate. Of course, weapon options. I'm assuming it's a box with a dude on foot and a dude on horse. That is pretty common. I love it.
And it looks like, and I might be wrong here, that the box could also be swapped out for potentially combat focused characters as well, because the guy on foot, you can swap him out to have a sword, and the guy on the horse, you can swap him out to not have a staff. And that might just be the Astromancers are also good at combat because Cathay is good at everything. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It just says they take the battle on foot, both on foot and on the backs of Cathayan war horses, wearing fine robes and ornate medallions to benefit their station. I assume you could also use the model as a variant of the strategists if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Are they called? Gate masters, rather? Yep.
But it's nice that you get options, right?
Seems like you could do that too, which options are always great. Like the new couple new units here. We got we got Cathay pretending to be Skaven.
Yeah, we got some crane gun teams. Copious firearms of all shapes and sizes are produced by the smoke belching foundries of Nangao and deployed in defense of Grand Cathay, with one of the most common being the long barreled rifles used by the crane gunner teams. Carried by a pair of gunners and usually fixed to a tower shield for greater stability, these extremely accurate rifles are used to lay low enemy regiments and single out heroes and monsters for swift execution. Incredibly accurate. You're telling me they have ballistic skill 4? Kill me.
Yeah.
Just kill me.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, these are snipers.
I just want to know how to pronounce this word.
They are absolutely snipers. It's blunderbuss, Dan.
No, the big shield. How is that word pronounced?
Pavise.
I guess just pavise, according to Revit. No, that's somebody asking about it. Never mind. they're saying, is it pronounced this way or that way?
Everybody's screaming at us right now.
Right? Because I don't know. The Skaven have had this forever with their Giselles, but like...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's based off like a French word and it's just like pavi, or is it pavis, or is it pavis? I just literally have no idea how to pronounce this word. Let's see. Howtopronounce.com says pavis. I always thought it was pavis.
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 Or, oh, wow, yeah.
No. Pavis. I'm going to go with pavis.
I'm going to go with pavise. I'm going to make it Italian.
What are you doing?
Pevies. Yeah,
we got mans with pavises and long guns. I'm killing them over there. I love the look of these with the series of lenses.
Yeah.
For aiming. I love that. It's very Luminarch of Hish.
Yep.
But yeah, they're Jezail teams for Cathay.
Yep. And then the shield, the big old shield, has like teeth on the bottom of it to slam into the ground too.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That looks dope.
Yeah. These guys look super duper cool.
They look really cool. And it looks like you could instead build them as iron hail gunners.
Yeah.
Here's the blunderbusses.
Yeah, boy. You know, shoot some fireworks at people.
That looks so good. I love these. They look like sawed-off shotguns.
Yes.
Which is literally what they are, I guess. But they got cool dragon faces on the end.
Yeah, these frequently used to protect an army's flanks from cavalry charges to mow down enemies in tight-knit confines of cities. By fighting in ranks, they can lay down brutal volleys of fire, so they have volley fire, with their first rank hastily kneeling or lying down as the second rank unleashes its own barrage. And you can see that on the minis, some of them are kneeling, some of them are not.
Which makes sense because you got the guys that are kneeling to hold the shields. Like build them with this instead. I'm sure this is the same kit.
Yeah, almost positive. Different heads. Looks like the same bodies. Yep.
And I feel like this is something that was kind of missing from the first wave where Jade Warriors, you could give them hand weapon shield or halberds, and the knights, you could give them hand weapon shield or lances, but there wasn't really, I feel like that's not really an option, even though it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. But here, this kit actually builds two different units, and you can change it out how you want. I hope these guys can skirmish too. I love the idea of skirmishing blunderbusses.
That sounds terrible. I hate it. No, because then they wouldn't have volley fire.
True. I'm assuming they have volley, or they're Cathay. They're going to have a rule that's better than volley fire. They can just fire in two ranks all the time, even if they moved.
The special rule is volley fire, and then a little ASCII middle finger.
If they march, they can only fire in one rank.
If they march, they can fire in four ranks instead of five.
They look great. People, Cathay players, even though they're eating good right now, they've wanted some ranged units, and here we go. And we have some more with the Peasant Levy, which is another thing everybody was kind of assuming Cathay would have, and we're surprised we didn't get it in the first one.
Yeah,
for real. Now you got peasants here, and they look awesome. These models look great.
Yeah, they are perfect. They're absolutely perfect.
They look so good. And again, you can build them two different ways. You can give them sweet bows or spear and shield. Let's see what else it says. It says Grand Cathay is populated by hundreds of thousands of people, many of whom live outside its great walled cities and villages and small settlements. When the Celestial Dragon demands it, a province must be able to raise large peasant levies to aid the more well-equipped and professional armies. What they lack in skill, they make up for in effort, wielding long spears and war bows en masse to prove their worth to the dragons who rule them, even creating flowing cloth banners that ripple in the wind like their masters.
Now, because this is Cathay, they're going to have ballistic skill 5 and weapon skill 7. And I'm kidding. But no, these minis are absolutely beautiful. I love how dynamic they are.
Yes.
And my favorite part of these minis, and I love almost every piece of it. My favorite part of the banners, because they're like those cylindrical dragon banners.
Yeah.
They're so cool, dude.
They look great.
They're so cool.
Yeah, these models are just fantastic. I'm a little surprised that it says war bows. I wonder if they're literally the war bow equipment, because they look like long bows to me.
Yeah, they look huge.
Like the arrows are gigantic, but I mean, war bows are fine. There's just a little bit less.
What's that, 24 inch?
They're supposed to be kind of poor peasants. It makes sense they'd have war bows, not long bows.
Yeah, agreed. But no, halberds on the other guys, no, this is great. And it also comes with a new bastion, a new army reinforcement set. So
one more thing about Wild Speculation is I'm hoping that these guys are detachments to Jade Warriors.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Really cool. Or even if they have the parent and detachment rules themselves, I think would also make sense.
That would make a little more sense. Yeah, and it looks like, I feel like that would make more sense. But if they were detachments for Jade Warriors, that'd be pretty dope.
I think that would be really cool. But yeah, we got a new battalion box with it that looks great.
Yeah, so it answers a couple questions. Looks like our blunderbusses and our Jezails are not skirmishing.
Or, I mean, they still might have the the option. We don't know. Probably sure. not. I would be surprised if the if either of them skirmish. I'm sure the crane guns don't. The blunderbusses, I think, have a better chance of doing that, but I would be surprised.
Yeah.
But it's a nice, it's a battalion box. Comes with a bunch of stuff.
53 models total, which is pretty incredible.
It says two heroes. So you get the wizard on foot mounted and the crow man's. And a unit of 8 crane gun teams, 12 iron hail gunners. So maybe they're not the same. And a maybe. Mass of 30 peasant levy, which they have built as they show in the picture, 2 units of 10 spears and a unit of 10 archers.
Yep. So that could be min unit size 10, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I would base rules off of this picture.
No, but, I agree.
But maybe I feel like peasants should be min unit 20, but
no, again, it's just wild speculation. But if if it's min unit 20, that's a lot of archers.
Right, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know if it's just peasant levy, I think it's going to be min unit 10, and then like from there you pick their weapons and whatnot. Agreed. I bet they just come with a hand weapon, and then it's like a war bow or spear and shield for free or something like that. Like I bet they choose one of those.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the other thing I was going to say is I bet the peasants and maybe the gunners, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get the Will of the Dragons rule. And that's
sure
like an elite thing sure. that will balance the army out a little bit more. So it's not like the entire army benefits from it. You have these cheaper peasants that literally just aren't. It would make sense that they're not as good as the professional warriors and don't get all those buffs.
Yeah.
And make it so the entire army is not disgustingly good.
I mean, it is also the brand new thing for Warhammer, so grain of salt, folks.
Who knows? Yeah. I love the last picture they have in this article after the book, showing that off with the new stuff mixed with the old stuff. And yeah. Good Lord, does this army look fantastic.
It's beautiful. So I just want to, again, I want to point out that the only thing I'm upset about is we need to buy another book. I'm very happy that we have a fully fledged out brand new army that people have been screaming about for 20 years. You know what I mean? Like this is a good thing. This is a good thing that we have more minis for this army. I'm just upset that I have to buy 3 books if I want to play Cathay, you know?
The other thing that's annoying is it says a new Grand Cathay army list replaces the original.
Wait, what?
From the new Arcane Journal. Like, this book has the Grand Army rules for Cathay.
All right, so maybe all of the rules are in this one, so if you bought the other one, now it's useless? Nope. Who knows?
Nope. There's a little asterisk. You still need the Arcane Journal Grand Cathay for the existing unit profiles and enhancements within.
Oh my gosh.
The army construction changes based on the new units in the new journal. So yeah,
that's wild. That's so confusing, dude. You have to have both
books, and the old Grand Cathay Grand Army list is not a thing anymore. So again, why wasn't that just the army in the first place? We know they don't work 6 months ahead. We know they knew this was going to be the list. Why wasn't that list just listed in the original book and just say, hey, the kits for these units will come out in the future. We just, that's an insane amount of capital to be able to produce that many units at once.
Cheapers.
But you clearly have the rules for it already. Like that seems kind of crappy. Like I don't like
that. Yeah. I'm pretty butthurt about the needing. So if I play Cathay, I show up to a game. I need 4 books. I need the core rule book. I need all 3 Cathay books. And that just seems obnoxious.
Yeah. Like you absolutely don't have obnoxious. To have the second one unless you're using magic items out of it. But I remember some of them are incredibly good. So you're going to be using magic items out of it. Now, I know the vast majority of people don't stand there at an event looking through their books. We use Old World Builder. A lot of people use New Recruit. You know, there are apps out there that people use to just look up the rules anyway. So a lot of people might be like, well, I never buy the book anyway because I can get those kind of rules for free.
And that's totally fair.
It's completely legit, I think, completely viable. But for those that want, you know, like to go the old route and, and use the books at the event, that's a lot. Like you said, 4 books to play this army, you know, 3 is already bad enough when it's like, oh, I have the core book, my Ravening Hordes, and my Beastmen Arcane Journal. That's already annoying.
Yep. No, agreed. When we went to the Massachusetts events, by the way, Everwinter, it's coming up here pretty soon. Yes. Brooks
Brooks has sent a link in the Old World chat in the Discord, the Beards, Ears, and Skull chat. Beards, Ears, and Skulls chat. And you can get 10% off if you sign up for Everwinter, which is the 5th through the 7th of December. It is in the Hyatt Regency downtown in Boston. And you can get 10% off by using Yeti10 on checkout. And yeah, Brooks is running some absolutely fun, fantastic Old World event there. I think it's a Quest for the Gold or something like that. I can't remember.
He was talking about doing the castle one again with the changes that after our playtesting when we ran it.
Oh, sure.
Here.
But yeah, Brooks runs absolutely incredible events. The guy is just a good person. He really is. So support him. Sign up for Everwinter the 5th through the 7th in December. It is, I believe, everwinter.com. Let me find the link. It is wickeddicey.com/everwinter.
Wicked Dicey.
Wicked Dicey. You got your wicked claws up there in Everwinter. over in Boston. But anyways, yeah, go check that out. Link again in the show notes. And you'll get 10% off with Yeti10. But anyways, we were talking about stuff and I interrupted us.
You interrupted yourself, really.
I did.
We were talking about, you know, needing a bunch of books. Oh, I was going to say the one thing I do think is still missing that I would expect for Cathay is light cavalry of any kind.
Yeah, peasant cavalry would be nice.
Historical China is so well known for their horse archers.
Sure, yeah.
Like, we kind of have that old school with Kislevite Ungol horse archers, which were clearly based off of Chinese horse archers, but I'm very surprised we don't have a light cavalry unit with bows.
Sure.
Or light cavalry at all. Like, the only cavalry there is are the Jade Lancers, which I think are good, but yeah. I'm surprised we don't have that option.
No, that's a totally fair point. That'll be in the next Cathay book.
Probably, yeah.
Which they'll come up with that and like a whole brand new Gribbly monster dinosaur thing or something. Who the hell knows?
Mind more monsters. I do have one question for you here.
Yes.
New Army of Infamy in this book, along with the new Grand Army rules.
Uh-huh.
Warriors of Wind and Field. What's your wild speculation on how's that going to be different from Cathay?
New Army of Infamy, Warriors of Wind and Field. I'm assuming that they're going to focus on the models that are coming out with this book. So I am assuming it's going to be a gunner heavy list. Wind could be the Winds of Magic because they touch on that above Astromancer is the primary wizard, able to perform powerful incantations and rituals thanks to the slowing of the Winds of Magic by the machinations of the Celestial Dragon. So that could be the Winds part of it. And Field definitely sounds like peasants, people working in the fields.
I think that's a pretty fair assumption that it's going to be peasant based. I could see it like you don't get any Cathayan dragons, you don't get Shigengan lords, you just got like dudes and dudes on horses, you know.
What if I bought seven of these battalion boxes and that was my Army of Infamy?
maybe that's the whole idea. Like maybe Jade Warriors and Jade Lancers are only like special and whatnot. Maybe don't get what's it called? Sentinels.
No cannons or nothing.
Hopefully balloons are very limited.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, if you have $160 to get a ton of them, go nuts.
There you go. Also, it does say that the Breaching the Great Bastion, the whole point of it is Chaos is attacking Cathay, right? Yep. So maybe we'll get something new Chaos. We've got a ton. Chaos has been eaten well in Old World, obviously, because it's like them and Tomb Kings are the big bads. So I'm hoping anything new Chaos. Oh. I will take anything new Chaos in addition to the stuff that we can use from AOS. But like, I want more. You know what I actually want more of is special characters. I feel like we haven't had one in a while. Cathay has one.
You know what I'm actually kind of excited about with the lack of special characters? Unnecessary, non-useless special characters, because 8th edition was just chock full of them.
Oh, I mean, the Beastman book had, what, 9 special characters, and there was models for like 2, and they were all bad?
They were all bad. Yeah, one of them was maybe useful. Sometimes, if you wanted to go full ambush,
the Bray Shaman with wings was like the only decent one,
right?
No, that was a huge issue with 8th edition was they just pumped down special characters and like, why would you ever take this?
Yeah, they were all terrible.
Over a basic special character that has one magic item that does everything better. Like,
yeah.
I mean, have you looked at Orion? So the other thing it says in here, it says, you know, the Battle of Nunli also gives you the chance to take on the Chaos Incursion. So maybe we're getting closer.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping that I was looking at something else for a second. so I'm hoping we might get a little bit of something chaos, maybe a new unit that doesn't necessarily have new models or, again, a new special character would be nice. Sure. Just for fun.
Maybe 2026 is the year of the Storm of Chaos.
That'd be super dope.
I'm A-okay with that. I'm not AOS with it, but I'm A-okay with it.
Okay. I don't know. I want anything. You know, I would like a reason to buy the book for more than just the 10 pages of lore that I, you know, get through in a sitting or two. If there was something other than Cathay, you know, rules that are other than Cathay that are in it, I would certainly consider it.
Yep. No, completely agreed.
But as of, so, you know, so far it looks like it's just a book for Cathay players, which fine. That's fine. But they already have two. Do they really need another one?
Do we need another one? How about four? Why not make your big thing bigger with biggers? You know what I mean? Make
your big arcane journal bigger for only $30 more.
That was good.
Thanks.
That was good. I have a question for you, Dan.
For me?
Yeah. Did we read out Michael's review on this podcast yet?
I don't remember.
Let's read it again because it's funny. It's really funny. But anyways, folks, that is going to do it for... Did you have anything else to add?
I did some hobbying.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. We didn't go over you.
I forgot. I got distracted by all the dope new stuff. They're not quite done, but I for our oft-promised, never-recorded...
Battle Report.
What's it called? Silent Isles, whatever mini campaign, 3-game campaign. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
With High Elves and Chaos. I got a Chaos Sorcerer on foot painted from that Warhammer Underworlds Warband.
Yep.
Which is great because the whole Warband costs less than a single Chaos Sorcerer model. I came with four that I could use. And the Stormweaver on Unicorn is basically done.
Oh, nice, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I want to do a little bit more work on the horse, but it was like they are definitely like table ready to be filmed, and then we weren't ready in other ways to do it. So
yeah,
they're done.
I've been having some issues since I got back from Sweden, so we're getting there.
No problem. I wasn't trying to put the blame on you. I was trying to put it on
the
horse.
I'm putting the blame on me. I have
those done.
I have semi-hobbying done. I finally have all the bases that I need to properly base my entire dwarf army.
Yeah.
So my whole dwarf army will be on the correct size bases, hopefully by the end of the month. So that'll be nice. But yeah, folks, thanks for being here. I appreciate you. ProfessionalCasual.com. You can find all our other stuff. Socials, podcasts, blogs, merch, everything's on there. It's a great time. You can go over to twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork where we're going to be streaming. I'm going to be streaming a day of release tomorrow. MCP. We play in some MCP with Tim. Dan, I'll tell you the jank.
Tomorrow?
At time of release.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you the jank, Dan. Are you ready?
Wait. Tim is clomping down the stairs.
That's okay. I've already told him the jank.
What's the jank?
Cool. What's the jank?
Taylor's telling us the jank.
Weapon X with Sandman.
Weapon X with Sandman?
Yeah.
Why?
So you can...
You want to remember sand? You can remember so much sand.
Watch your mouth. We're recording.
Oh. Sorry. Dan told me to come over at noon. I didn't know you were recording.
I said sometime afternoon.
Yeah.
That's 12:12. That's right now. Say hi to the Beard, Tears, and Skulls people, Tim.
Hi.
How many of my minis did you eat out of Nick Cannon's box?
I ate a bowl off a rat present and part of an axe tip.
Just the tip of the axe.
Oh, man.
I didn't swallow the bow, though. I did swallow the axe tip, though.
You got to swallow the tip. Never mind. Yeah, Weapon X, Dan, with Sandman. So you can kill your Sandman grunts on purpose and get your Do You Want to Remember tokens back.
Oh, interesting. Right?
That's the jank. Don't tell Tim. Anyways, if you want to send us stuff, P.O. Box G, Westonian on New York, 13861. You can send us either Nick Cannon's tears or pictures of Tim's feet.
You can get pictures of my feet on feetfinder.com. It's username not Tim from PCN. And they are available for $20 per package. There's three different packages you can choose from. I have a holiday set, and not just like a Christmas one, but I have a Thanksgiving one where I put my feet in like mashed potatoes and gravy and all the things that I want to normally eat.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's just a giant tub of Hellman's mayonnaise. Put your feet right in.
No, it's not that.
603-803-3235 if you would like to send pictures of your feet to Tim specifically, or you can send us a text, give us a call, leave us a message. Fordu would love your donations. Friends of Recovery, dedicated to others, just trying to help people get back on their feet. And please leave us a review on Apple Podcast or Audible. That would be super helpful. A 5-star review would be fantastic. And I'm going to go over Michael's. I think we already did it, but we're going to go over it again. It says he absolutely loves the show. There are always so many great new ideas and things to talk about. It is always a fun time that makes me want to play the old world. The episodes always make me laugh, and I listen to all of them. What I can't get over, though, is how Taylor claims to hate space wolves, and yet he plays dwarves, which are basically the same thing. Yeah, we definitely went over this because it made me angry reading. And now I'm angry again. Oh my gosh.
Don't you ever compare dwarves to space wolves.
Since they both have runes that aren't magic and there's no wolves on Fenris, which makes no sense.
There are no wolves in the dwarf holds.
Yeah, they're just people that turned into wolves from chaos spawningness because.
It's not chaos either.
It's chaos, Dan. Don't even get me started on his cheater artifact deck, which I made better. Michael, get ready. If only you could make a dwarf list that could beat my Tomb Kings. Yeah, I remember this. Shut up. Michael, leave us reviews. I love to read them off. They make me happy.
Or they just make you angry.
And make that's me so happy.
For us.
I'm so happy right now. Anyways, folks, that's it from me. Dan, you got anything you want to say to the peoples?
May your dice always roll sixes, unless it's a leadership test. And don't use the squishy dice, because Tim will eat them.
Yeah, and also don't use the magic Atla D20 for dice, because they have a symbol on the one, which doesn't make any freaking sense.
That's confusing.
All right, I love you all. Tim, you got anything you want to say to the peoples?
Please remember to wipe front to back.
Please do that. I love you all. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.